Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back in Grizzlies Media Day 2025, and we have new Memphis Grizzlies guard, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, KCP, as he is also known as. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I am doing well, man. Glad to have you here. Now, it feels like ancient history, really, at this point. You've had the whole offseason to deal with this and tell these stories. But you were traded this offseason.
Yes.
Here. And am I to understand, first of all, that you were on vacation in Turks and Caicos with your family?
I was.
Okay. So how did you learn? I know that
it was
hard to make calls. Service was a little different.
No, the server wasn't actually – it wasn't that bad, actually.
Okay.
We was out on the water. We was on a boat with the family. Yep. And we was just about to celebrate I think we just had took like a Father's Day shot. You know, Father's Day. And I had some of my friends with me some of my partners, my business partners. And we all sitting on the boat, and I get it. My phone is blowing up. But I don't want to bring it out, take it out of my pocket because, we all doing
You want to be present.
I'm being present, and we're doing the cheers at the same time, but my phone is buzzing. So I'm like, who is this calling me? Like, nobody ever called me this much. You know, so I picked it up, and it was my agent, and he never calls me more than two times. And it was like about six or seven times he's called me. So I was like, all right, something is important. I got to call back. So when I called him back, you know, he didn't even give me a happy Father's Day. He just said, hey, just going to trade it to the Grizzly. It took me a moment, and I got like, all right, I'll call you back. You know, I'm on the boat with my family,
right.
You know. So I try to just keep all that to myself for that moment until ESPN hit. And that's when all the questions started flowing in. But I think, you know, we all was excited for the trade and wasn't like upset or down on how it happened or when it happened. And I think we actually had a great time, you know, thinking about it. You know, the more me and my family and my wife talked about it, we got excited about being here, you know, and I'm still excited. I'm just ready to get rolling right now.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, I think nowadays we do a lot more of this with the podcast and everything else, but I did want to ask you, his sixth team in the NBA career, so it's six moves, basically.
Yes.
Like, holler at me, if you can, about the business of basketball and managing those moves and everything else with your family along the way. Because I'm sure it can be a stress.
It is a stress. And as far as the business of basketball side, it's just – no, sometimes you're not going to know. Sometimes you're going to know. You know, a lot of stuff just happened under the table, you know, right underneath your nose, and it just slips by you. But, like, that's why you have your agents, you know, in place, you know, to handle that type of stuff, to keep, you know, as much pressure off you as possible. But sometimes it does, causes some pressure, you know, and a little stress, depending on how a person is being traded or what team they're going to or, you know, the situation it may be.
Right.
But, like, involving the family is always hard, you know, because you got to kind of just pick up your whole life, you know, you just had in this city, you know, for the year or, like, the 9 months you was there, and then try to move and find, you know, the same thing in another city. You know, that's always, you know, the worst in far as, like, travel, you know, moving pieces, getting the kids together, finding schools,
right
house, you know. And for us, for me, me and my wife, we sat down, like, the same day we got traded, you know, and we discussed, you know, what our family needed. And so they'll be staying back in Orlando.
Okay.
Because my kids started school August.
Yeah.
And then, but they started here in August as well. So it was no sense in moving them. And then we just trying to be here for the year. And then after that, we're going to figure out, you know, are they going to move, you know, or what we're going to do.
Yeah, and has the family visited Memphis?
No, just me and the wifey.
Okay.
The family haven't visited yet because they, like I said, in school. But they'll be here for the home opener for that full week. Get them a chance to see the, like my little condo.
Yeah.
You know, and just show them the city a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, bring them in here where they like to be in the gym, you know, and have fun with them.
Yeah. How are you getting acclimated to the city?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Slow. No, but it's progressing. Staying downtown here. Haven't found many places to eat yet. I'm still asking for recommendations.
Okay. what have you tried? Maybe, and what do you like too?
With food, I'm not really picky. I'm a foodie. I love to eat.
Okay.
I think the only place I've been to is Felicia Sion.
Oh, Felicia Suzanne's. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I've been there twice, actually.
If you're down here, we got some nice little fine dining establishments. Yeah. Right? Eat a Bina right down here on the end.
That's
of
why I keep
I'm
here.
Fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Nice short rib. They have some good short ribs there.
I'm a good short rib guy too.
That's my suggestion for you. And then we got Catherine and Mary's. We got a bunch of stuff down this way.
Yeah.
Just ask around.
Yeah,
those are my two suggestions. I enjoy those places.
And they're closer to downtown, so that'd be easier.
Yeah. All right. Now, final thing. You're a vet with this team. You've seen what it takes to win a title. One with the Lakers, one with the Nuggets, right? So what are you seeing early from this team in particular?
I would say the chemistry.
Yep.
A lot of it is already, you know, put together, and it don't have to be built. And I think a lot of these guys is coming back from last year. So that's always good as well when you have the same dynamic, you know, you did last year. And you just add a couple new pieces. It's kind of easy to, you know, the mood, bring them pieces in. But I love the chemistry here already. You know, guys in the locker room having fun, joking. You know, everybody's talking, you know, just enjoying each other.
Yeah, and I think there's a general assumption. You're a 13-year vet. This is year 13 for you,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
So there's a general assumption when a younger team brings in a vet that you're going to step into this leadership role. Like, what do you think about that conversation that generally happens in these situations that you find yourself in?
I mean, I think it's good. It's positive.
Yeah. But does it usually play out that way is the point, I guess, I'm trying to ask about.
Yeah. You know, they are looking for, you know, more of that leadership role as far as, like, me being that vet. But that's due to, you know, me winning them championships. As far as, like, them wanting that leadership and that knowledge.
Yeah.
And then also my leadership when I'm playing as well. You know, a lot of words can't explain, you know, how the effort I put in on the court. So just me showing it, you know, showing up every day.
Right.
And giving 110%, I think that also, you know, lead as well.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank
he is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, new Grizzlies guard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.